Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Shnei Seira Yom Kippurim, the two goats, the two he-goats of Yom Kippur, we said the one was going to be slaughtered as a chattis offering, a sin offering. One was going to be taken to Azazel, to the cliff. So those two goats, Mizvasan, Shneim Shavin, Bemare, Ubebenkoime, Ubedamim. There is a special mitzvah that the two goats should be alike in color, in heart, and in price. And not only that, Uvil Kichasan Ke'echa, they should be bought together. They should be purchased together. So there's a special mitzvah that we learn it out from verses where it uses the word, it says two goats. And the Gemara points out that the word two is superfluous because it says it so many times. It could have then just said goats, right? It doesn't have to keep saying two goats, two goats, two goats. So they learn out from all of the extra times that it says two goats, that the two goats have to be equal. And each time it says two goats, it learns out another thing. So the first time it says two goats, we learn it has to be alike in color. Second time it says two goats, we learn it has to be alike in height. Third time, price, etc. Okay, special mitzvah. The afal pi she'ein shavin kisharin, but if you don't comply with the special mitzvah, okay, we've lost out. We haven't done that mitzvah, but b'di'evid, after the fact, it's still valid. The goats are still valid. So if you buy them and they don't look the same, you shouldn't have done that. You've lost out on a special mitzvah, but it's still valid. Those two animals are still valid to be used. Lekach echad yom ve'echad lemachar. So too, if you buy one of them today and one of them tomorrow, kasherin, it's kosher. You shouldn't do that. You should buy them together. But if you don't, it's okay. It's after the fact. Meis echad mem, if one of them dies, im ad shelo higril meis, if they haven't done cast the lots yet. Remember, they put the two lots in the box. And he put his hands, and he took the two lots, and right in one of his hands came La Hashem, and in one of his hands came Azazel. If they haven't done the lot yet, then Yikach Zvug L'Sheni, they would just buy another animal for the animal that's left over, they would just buy another one. Because they haven't done the lot yet, they've still got one animal left, so they just buy one more animal, and then they would do the lot with those two animals. The Im Misha Higril Meis, but if they've already cast the lots, so they already know which one was supposed to go to La Hashem and which one was supposed to go to Azazel, then in that case, Yavi Zvug Acher, they bring a completely new pair. The Yagril Alahem Betchila, they would cast the lots again. The Yomer Imshel Shem Meis, then if the one that was previously supposed to be for Hashem died, then they would say, Zesha Ala Alav Hagara Lashem, the one that comes up in the second lot for Hashem, Yiskayim Tachtav would take its place. The Imshel Azazel Meis, and if the one that was supposed to go to Azazel died, then Zesha Alav Hagorel Azazel Yiskayim Tachtav, the one that the lot would fall on now for Azazel, that one would take its place. The Asheni, and the second one, the double up, right? Yire Ad Shistaev, they would then put it out to graze until it developed a blemish. When it developed a blemish, for Yimacher, they would sell it. The Yipul Demavil and Adav, and they would take the money, and the sanctity would pass from the animal onto the money. They would take the money and they would buy a donative offering, and they would offer up the donative offering in the temple. She'ain Chattas Tzibur Mesa, we don't leave a communal sin offering to die. There's a law that a private sin offering is in certain circumstances is left to die. We just leave the animal to die, right? But a communal sin offering, according to this opinion, you never leave to die. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, Tamus, you leave it to die. Even a communal sin offering, you leave to die. You would leave the animal to die. V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and also says Rabbi Yehuda, Nishbach Adam, if the blood spills, Yamus Hamishtalayach. So if the blood of the one that was being offered inside to Lashem spills, then the one that was going to be sent out to Azazel, you would let it die. You would let that animal down. You would restart the whole thing all over again. And not only that, Mesa Mishtalach, if the one that was going to Azazel died on the way, then Yishafei Chadam, you would pour out the blood of the one that was going to Hashem, and you would start again. So if any one of them died according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would start again.